Looking north from Hopper's modest-sized house here in Truro, one can see what he saw through the very large window in his studio, a landscape believed to be his artistic inspiration. A few hundred yards away, off to the right, is the Klein House, a large modern concrete and glass structure, more than 8,300 square feet, assessed at $5 million. For many neighbors, the size, design, and location of the house was too much, and in 2008 they went to court to stop it. Walking along the road to the Hopper House, I met Anne. She declined to give her full name, and she told me, although she was not a party to the lawsuit, she shared the same concerns as her neighbors.
It is proof that money can be used to destroy the beauty of the Cape, especially situated right next to one of the most beautiful expanses of dunes and Bearberry that used to have just the Hopper House on it.
Developer Donald Klein bought the 9.5-acre waterfront lot in 2007. Building permits were issued, but the next year the four neighbors' lawsuit contended Klein's permits were illegal because they violated town zoning.
He had provisional permission to build the house at his own risk. If it was challenged at some point, the building might have to be demolished.
Peter McMahon, an architect and expert on Cape Cod modernist houses, told me despite the lawsuit, Klein went ahead and built the house anyway. In 2011, an appeals court ruled that Klein violated zoning laws and ordered the town to tear the house down. But the Kleins continued their legal battle. McMahon says residents were upset about the house's size, but ultimately, he says, the problem is that the house was built on sacred ground.
This was in sort of the viewscape of the Hopper House, the Hopper Studio, and there was a feeling with many people that it was a landscape that should be protected. To me, I think it's actually kind of a nice design. I mean, it's well designed, it was very well built, and actually, there's a lot of houses that stick up way higher than that house.
The house was in legal limbo without an occupancy permit and sat empty until 2016. Facing mounting legal costs, the Truro Select Board decided to negotiate a $3 million deal with Thomas Dennis of Springfield, who had purchased the house from the Kleins. As part of the deal, he would pay $500,000 in zoning fines and donate another $2.5 million to the town. And Dennis and his wife moved in. But that provoked another lawsuit as six neighbors continued to question the agreement. One of those neighbors, out walking her dog, said she was too distraught to talk about the court case. Another was artist Vicky Tomeko, who was angry that someone could buy their way out of an illegal deal and violate the famous landscape.
I don't really have a problem with people having a big house if that's what they need, but it wasn't technically legal. And I want to see the character of the neighborhood preserved.
But Tomeko and the others lost their fight 2 weeks ago when the Massachusetts Supreme Court refused to review the case. Peter McMahon says this lawsuit may be over, but the same kind of battle will continue at other places on the Cape where out-of-control development is going on.
There are people in town who are like, hey, they pay taxes and they don't use services, and it's good for the trades, and, you know, it makes work for people. And then there's the people who are saying at a certain point, the reason why people come here gets ruined because the town just loses its character. That battle's going on just everywhere.
Especially on the kind of waterfront property where Edward Hopper lived and drew inspiration from for so many years. In Truro, for WCAI, I'm Bob Seek.